We're up to the Gemara Daf from Gimel. We're starting on Beis Amid Beis, 5 lines from the bottom. Zog the Gemara Gufa. Omer Chizki, Maiser Shein Shein B'Shav V'Pruta, Oimer Hu V'Chum Shoy M'Chul L'Almois HaRishonis. The halacha is that Maiser Sheini that doesn't have the value of a Shav V'Pruta, it can't be Mechal. However, Chizki gave an Eitzah, that instead of having to schlep this Maiser Sheini to Yerushalayim or waiting till you could combine it with another Maiser Sheini to get a Shav V'Pruta's worth, there's an Eitzah to be Mechalit on Mois HaRishonis. Mois HaRishonis means money that you previously used to be Mechal payers of Mois HaRishonis. How does that work? The Fishi E.F. Shalei La'odam L'tzamtzim Ha'isav. A person can't be Mitzamtzim exactly to know 100% how much the payers are worth and to have the exact same amount of Kesef to be Mechal the Kedusha from the payers onto the Kesef. A person is Choshish that maybe the Mois will be a Mashu less than the payers. Aibazoi comes out that there's a little bit of payers that weren't Neschal, and that payers he's eating Chutz Lishalayim, Bali Pidyon. So therefore, when a person is Mechal, he usually, instead of being Mitzamtzim, he adds a little bit extra Mois to be safe, to make sure that he's covered, that all the Mois Hasheni is Neschal. So Mamele, when you have Mois Hasheni that was already used to be Mechal Mois Hasheni, there's some extra value in that Mois that wasn't used for Chil, because the person Mechatchili uses a little bit extra Mois to cover himself. So if you have Mois Rishonis, you could be Mechal, the Pachas Mishav Pruta, on that Mois Rishonis. Because the problem of being Mechal, payers Pachas Mishav Pruta on Mois, is Dafka on new Mois. But Mois that already has on it a Kedushas Mois Rishoni, so if, as long as there's still some available value that wasn't used, you could be Mechal on that Mois. That's Chizki's Chiddush. State in the Mishnah, Hatrumah v'Habikurim, Chayavin aleihem Misa. If somebody, a Zor, eats Truma or Bikurim, or even a Koyin whose Tomei eats Truma or Bikurim, is Chayav Misa. V'Chaymish, a Zor who eats B'Shoigik Truma or Bikurim, has a Chayav Chaymish. V'Asurim Lezorim, there's a Lav, Yisrachil Lezorim by Truma or Bikurim, as opposed to Maaser Sheni. V'Hein Nechse Koyin, and Truma Bikurim belong to the Kohen, it's Mamoinoi, and you can be Mekadosh Isha with it, as opposed to Maaser Sheni, which this Mishnah goes like Reb Meir, that holds Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoya, with Maaser Sheni, you cannot be Mekadosh Isha. V'oilim be'echad umei, if Truma Bikurim falls in a Teruvus of Chulin, so it answers the Teruvus. However, there's a Shir Bittel, the Shir Bittel is Echad umei, if one Shir of Truma Bikurim falls into Meir of Chulin, it's Nizbatel. Before you eat Truma Bikurim, you have to wash your hands. Kastam Yadayim have a din of Shnius, they're Sheni Latuma. And if a Sheni touches Truma, the Truma becomes a Shlishi. And the Her of Shemesh, if you're Toivel when you were Tomei, after Tvili, you still can't eat the Truma Bikurim. So, Tzaysak Echav. All these dinim apply, Heri Elu Betruma Bikurim. Masha'en came by Meiser. By Meiser Sheni, you don't have these Chumras. Meiser Sheni is not Osir the Zorim, it's not Nichsei Habaylim, it's Mama Gavoya, and it doesn't need Rechitzas Yadayim, and it doesn't need Harev Shemesh. Right after the Tevilah, you can eat it. But the Gemara's Medayik, if it says Masha'in came b'Maiser Sheini, is Mashma, my Masha'in came b'Maiser, Lav Mechlal, the Maiser Batl Berub. One of the things that we said is specific to Truma Bikurim, that it's oilim be'echad umei, and we're saying Masha'en came b'maiser sheni. So the pshat is, the maiser sheni doesn't need meye keneged the maiser sheni to be mevatel. As long as there's a roiv chulin, it's mevatel. In fact, the Gemara, ve'im isa the chizkiya, if you hold like chizkiya, so why would maiser sheni be batel b'roiv? We have a klal, dover sheyesh lematir nefil be'elef le'batel. According to chizkiya, it comes out that havle dover sheyesh lematir. Why is Maaser Sheni a Dover Sheyesh Lematir? Because why should you have to come on to Bittel? There's an Eitzah. If you have Maaser Sheni in a Teruvus, just bring up the whole Teruvus to Yerushalayim and eat it there, and then you have no problem. So Elamai, you're going to say that it's talking about in a case where there's no Eitzah to bring it up. It's Tomei. So be Mechalit on Kesef. So for that, the Eitzah is, we're talking about a case where the Maaser Sheni is Pachas Meshav Pruta. So you can't be mechalid on kesef, like we said before. Pachas Pruta, you can't be mechal. You can't take it to Yerushalayim because you can't eat it betumah. So in this case, you're stuck. The only eitzah is bittel. But according to Chizkiya says that even if it doesn't have a shav pruta, there's still a way to be mechal. Just be mechalid on mois rishonis. Find mois that was already used once to be mechal mois rishoni, And you can use that moiz to be mechal the pachas mishavu pruta. So ibazoi, it's a davar sheyesh lematin. You don't have to come on to bittel. Im kain, bittel doesn't work. It's not bottle. Zog de gemara umimai de masha inkin b'maiser means that maiser is different than truma, that it's bottle beruba. You don't need meya. Dilma masha inkin b'maiser means that truma and bikurim is bottle b'meya. Masha inkin b'maiser dilma le bottle klal. It's more chamer. It's taken out bottle because it's davar sheyesh lematin. So the Gemara loy matzah samatachi. You can't say that's pshat in the Mishnah, because the legabit truma chumer de truma ketoni. This Mishnah over here discusses truma dahinu bikurim, which is called truma, and it's saying all the chumras of bikurim. Kula de truma loy ketoni, and you're telling me now that it would come out that truma is kal, that truma is chach batul at least be'echad b'meyit. Dahinu bikurim is batul be'echad b'meyit, whereas ma'aser sheni is never batul. Would come out that bikurim is kal and ma'aser sheni is chumer. And that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that truma bikurim is more chamer. So meyeh, the more chamer means that it's batul only be'echad umeyeh, whereas ma'aser sheni is batul b'roiv. Zog de gemara, why are you saying that the Mishnah is only saying chumer de truma? V'katoni v'heinech sekayin. One of the differences between truma bikurim and ma'aser sheni is that truma bikurim is considered nech sekayin, it belongs to them, and they can mekadesh isha. Whereas Ma'aser Sheni is Mama Gavoya. So you see, it discusses things where Truma is more Kal than Ma'aser Sheni. So maybe Hu Adin, Truma Bikurim is Batul B'Mei, Ma'aser Sheni is more Chomer, and it's not Batul Klal, and not a Kasha and Chiski. So the Gemara Lo Yisol Kedaitach. That can't be Pshat in the Mishnah, Ma'aser Sheni B'Ma'aser, that it's not Batul Klal. Because there's often a Braise that says it's Batul Desanya Behedya, Ma'aser Sheni Batul B'Rube. So you see, clear, Ma'aser Sheni is Batul B'Roy. Ube'ezem ma'aser sheni amru that it's batul beruba and you don't have a tiny that lachayir it's a davar sheyesh lematir. Go bring it to your shalayim or be paided. The ma'aser sheni b'shaver pruta, a ma'aser sheni b'shaver pruta, you can't be paided. Or shenichnas to shalayim v'yaltzet. The Gemara will explain later what that means. So maybe we're back to the kasha that if you hold like chizkiyah misa the chizkiyah, so it's still considered a davar sheyesh lematir. Why should it be batul? Leved leila the chizkiyah. You have an Eitzah, the Ma'aser Sheni fell into Chulin. You don't have to come on to Bittul Berayv. You could be paid it. Aye, Pachas M'Shavar Pruta. We're talking about over here Pachas M'Shavar Pruta. And you can't be paid the Pachas M'Shavar Pruta. But according to Chizki, there's an Eitzah. Just be Mechalad on Ma'aser Rishonis. Zog de Gemara, we're talking about over here the Lay Parak. He doesn't have any Mois that were used already to be paid the other Ma'aser Sheni. So he doesn't have that option. So maybe other than Bittul, there's no Mokum Lahatr. It's Pachas M'Shavar Pruta. And there is no Moiser Yishainis. Can't bring it to Yishalayim because it's Tomei. So maybe you're stuck. The only Eitzah is Bittul. Frek the Gemara, but there's still another Eitzah. V'neisi Meiser de Islay, v'netztarfinu. The only reason why you can't be Mechal is because this Meiser is Pachas M'Shavar Pruta, which can't be Nischal. However, go bring some other Meiser Sheni that wasn't Nischal yet, and put that, be mitzar of that, together with the Ma'aser Sheni that's in the Teruvus. The Ma'aser Sheni that's in the Teruvus is taka pachas m'shavar pruta. But betzir of the new Ma'aser Sheni that you bring, you'll have a shavar pruta's worth of Ma'aser Sheni, then you could be mechal it on kesef. Ebazo, you don't have to come on to bittel. So it's a dover sheyesh lematir. Zog de Gemara, that doesn't work, that option. Because the raisa v'derabonon loy mitzarfi. The Ma'aser that you're bringing is Ma'aser the raisa, which needs a pidgin. The ma'aser that's in the teruvus midiraisa was bottle, because midiraisa we say bittul b'roiv. It says acher ab lahatas. It's only the rabbanon were machmer that a davar sheyesh lematirin afilu be'elef loy bottle. So it comes out that the ma'aser that's in the teruvus is only the rabbanon the gemaiser, because midiraisa was nisbatel. The halacha is that the rabbanon the gemaiser and the raisa the gemaiser can't be mitzdarif. So if it can't be mitzdarif, comes out that the raisa the gemaiser that you're bringing, thinking that it's going to be mitzdarif, is not mitzdarif. So you have a deraisa de gepachas m'shavar prut of ma'aser, which wasn't mitzdarif, so it wasn't nischal, and now you're going to eat it. You're going to be over eating ma'aser sheni chutz to Yerushalayim, b'li pidyon. So the Gemara, but I still have an eitzah. V'naisi demai. Demai is also ma'aser derabon, because peyrusam oretz tam amratzam ma'asrim heim. It's only derabon de gechshash. So maybe if you bring ma'aser sheni shel demai, which is only the Rabbon of the Ma'aser Sheni, that you should be able to be mitzdarev to the Ma'aser Sheni that's in the Teruvus, and combine it till you have a Shavu Pruta, and then you can be Mechal. So the Gemara, that's also not an Eitzer, because there were guys not to do that, Dilma also that so you vada, if they're gonna let you be mitzaref demai and vada, you might come instead of bringing demai, you might bring vada, and vada is the rice of the gemaiser, and meiser the rice is not mitzaref meiser the rabban, and you'll be stuck eating meiser sheni b'li pidyon. So there's still another eitz. V'naisi shtei prutis v'nechal lalayu meiser b'prute umechze. According to Chizkiya, once you have moiser yishoynus, it's not a problem. So we said before that you don't have moiser yishoynus. You don't have any mois that you use to be mechal other meiser. So why don't you go now, bring two prutas shom lechoshes, and be mechal a shear of shavu prute v'chatzi of meiser sheni. So memeile, the prute v'chatzi of meiser sheni, the kedusha will go on the two prutas that you bring, and they'll still be left over half a prutas worth from the two prutas that wasn't used up, and you'll be mechal the pachas meshava pruta on that. So now you're going to have moiser yishoynus, the pruta that only was used up half to be mechal the chatzi pruta of meiser, still has left over mokum to be mechal the pachas meshava pruta, and it's considered moiser yishoynus. Zog de gemar, that doesn't work. Misavris pruta umechze tofse shtei prutas. If you only have a pruta umechze, do you think that the kedusha from the pruta umechze could go on to both prutas? That's not how it works. Loi, pruta tofse pruta. You have a pruta umechze, so the pruta, the payers that are worth a pruta, that's neschal onto the pruta shleim. The other chatzi pruta loi tofse. The chatzi pruta will not be nitfas onto the matvei at all. So memeile, that chatzi pruta, you'll be left without a chil. I take this chatzi pruta that's not neschal and be mitzarev that with the pachas meshava pruta and the taruvis. We already said that doesn't work. Hader havle deraisa derabana, deraisa derabana lemitzarefi. The chatzi pruta is deraisa, and the chatzi and the taruvis the gemaizer shen is derabana. So the gemara, fine. If you bring two prutas, it's taka not going to work. The chatzi won't have what to be nitvis on. But I have an eitz, v'naisi iser. Instead of bringing two separate prutas, bring one large matbeya. Bring a matbeya of an iser. And be mechalul, the pruta v'chatzi, ma'iser sheni, onto the iser. That works. When you have two prutas, so one pruta gets the one pruta worth of ma'iser sheni, the chatzi pruta of ma'iser sheni can't go on to the second pruta. Because a pruta can't have only a chilul of a chatzi pruta's worth. But if you have an iser, and you're mechal the 1.5 prutas of Meiser Sheni onto the iser, so this iser already has more than a shavur prutas worth of kodesh of Meiser Sheni in it. So it's neschal, and now you still have leftover because the iser is worth a lot more than a pruta v'chatzi. So on the leftover of that iser, it's already now Meiser Yishoynus. You'll be able to use that to be mechal the pachas m'shavur pruta that's in the taruvus. So ibazoi, it's vaiter adover sheyesh lematir. So why do we say that it's bottle chad betray? Why is a bottle berube? Zog de gemore, this taka would work. This eitzah technically would work. However, we're scared that if we're going to let that happen, dilma osi la suya prutas. If a person sees that if he could be mechal the pruta mechze of Meiser Sheni onto an iser, so he might try doing that onto two prutas. And that'll be a mikshel, because onto two prutas it won't work, because the pruta will be nitvas in the pruta, and the chatzi pruta won't be nitvas in the other pruta. So the chatzi pruta of Meiser Sheni will be Meiser Sheni, chutz yishalayim, shalayim nischal, a person's going to eat it. So mele hagam, there is an eitzen not to be soymech ambitl, and be mater the taruvus. Al yedei being mechal on iser, but if you do that, it'll come out a mikshel. People will do the same thing by two prutas, and there is going to be a mikshel. So rather than coming to a mikshel, will be soymich that it should be bottle beruba. Zog de gemara vayter, we saw before that when the braisa said, what do you do over here when you have the pachas meshava pruta of meiser? Sorry, the braisa said, you have over here meiser sheni, which is neufelt betaruvis, it's nizbatel beroiv. Zog de braise, when is it nizbatel beroiv? When don't we say that it's yesh lematir? Be'ezem meiser sheni amru. So either meiser sheni shein v'shav v'puto or nichnas v'shalayim v'yotze. So Gemara is addressing now, what does it mean nichnas v'shalayim v'yotze? In fact, the Gemara, v'shenichnas v'shalayim v'yotze v'amai. Why are we saying mechan bittel when you have these payers that were nichnas v'shalayim v'yotze? What's the problem? Why do you need bitul? Leheder v'na'il. It went out of Yerushalayim. Take it back into Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. So this teruvus that has ma'isa sheni in it doesn't need to come onto bitul. There's a yeshta matir and bring it back into Yerushalayim. So the Gemara it's talking about bishanitm. It was nitma. So if it's nitma, there's no point in bringing it back to Yerushalayim. You can't eat it. You can't eat it. So therefore we have to come onto bitul. In fact, the Gemara, even if it's nitma, you still have an eitze v'nifrika. Be paid it. It's ma'isa sheni shenitma. Ma'aseh sheni shenitma, you could be paid even in Yerushalayim. The Amar Belazer benayin the ma'aseh sheni shenitma shepaid no yisay afilu b'Yerushalayim. Typical ma'aseh sheni, once it reaches Yerushalayim, you can't be paid it anymore. You could be paid it when it's far from Yerushalayim. It says ki yirchak mecha amokim then when it's out of b'kesef. When Yerushalayim, you can't be paid anymore. But if it's ma'aseh sheni shenitma, so there it's mevur. Belazer says you could be paid it afilu b'Yerushalayim. How do we know that? Shenemar. It says, why are you bringing up the ma'aseh to Yerushalayim? Kalei suchel se'esei. Pasha pshat means le'suchel se'esei, aloshen masa, you can't carry it. However, he blazo da'ashen ve'ein se'es ela achila. Shenemer be'yesev atzadik, he sent matonis of food. With the shvatim, it says, ve'yisam masois me'es ponov, and it refers to oichel. So here too, will da'ashen kalei suchel se'esei, if you can't eat it, then there's pidyon. So Mamela Maisa Shani Shanitma, you can't eat it. There's pidyon. So Vaiter, why are we saymach on bitul? So Yeshle Matirin, you could bring it, you could be paid it. You can't eat it in Yerushalayim because it was nitma, but you can be paid it. So why do you need bitul? So the Gemara Ella we're talking about over here, Bilokuach Bekesef Maisa Shani. We're not talking about Maisa Shani Shanitma. Maisa Shani Shanitma Taka, you could be paid it. We're talking about that you already paid it the Maisa Shani. And now you bought food with the Ma'aser Sheni, with the Kesef Ma'aser Sheni. And that food was Nitma. So Mele, that food, you taka can't be paid. Who said? Lekuach b'kesef Ma'aser Nami Lifrika. This not, it's often a Mishnah. Lekuach b'kesef Ma'aser Sheni Shen Nitma. Yivd. So you see that even if it's Lekuach Shen Nitma, you could be paid. So weiter, why we saymach on Bittel, just be paid it. So the Gemara, it's going like a Yehuda. The Amar Yikover. Yehuda says that Lekuach Bekesef Ma'aseh Sheni Shenitma is Yikover. Frag the Gemara, here of Yehuda, and we're saying over here that there's no Eitzah to be paided because it has to be Yikover. So my ear Yotzah. Why did the Braisa have to say that we're talking about Ma'aseh Sheni Shenichas Yerushalayim the Yotzah? I feel the Lo Yotzah Nami, even if it's still in Yerushalayim, but the Halacha is that Lekuach Bekesef Ma'aseh Shenitma Yikover. So Mele, there's no Eitzah to eat it. And there's no Eitzah to eat it because it's Tamei. And there's no Eitzah to be paided because you cover. And Mele, that's why you have to be Seimech and Bitl B'roi. So why does the Braisa say that it was Yotzah? So the Gemara Elam, we're talking about it here, B'tar. It was Maisa Sheini Tar. Whether it's Lekuach, whether it's Maisa Sheini, either way, it makes no difference, Dr. Ashi. So the Chayor Eibazoi, if it's Ma'aseh Sheni, so what's the problem if it falls into the Teruvis? Just bring it into Yerushalayim and eat it. It has a heter. We're talking about it here, Umay Yotzeh, the Nafal Mechitzes. We're talking about Ma'aseh Sheni Torah that was taken brought into Yerushalayim. Yotzeh doesn't mean that it left Yerushalayim. Yotzeh means the Nafal Mechitzes. The Chaymis Yerushalayim fell down. By Ma'aseh Sheni, Shteit and Pasuk, Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, Teichlenu. And once the Mechitzes fall down, it's Batl Kedushasi. And it's not called Lefnei Hashem anymore. So Mele, if you eat it, Bizman, there's no Mechitzes, it's like eating Ma'aser Sheni, Chutz to Yerushalayim. So Mele, eating it is not an Eitzah. And Poide is also not an Eitzah. Because once it went into Yerushalayim, Kaltum Mechitzes, it was Nikla Teich Mechitzes Yerushalayim. And the Loch is that once it goes in Yerushalayim and it's Nikla Teich Mechitzes, you can't be Poide anymore. Even if it goes out, or even if the walls fall down, you can't be Poide anymore. So here you're stuck. You can't eat it. Can't be paided. But Mele, that's why you have to come on to Bittl. Frag the Gemara, Va'omer Rava, Mechitze Lechol Midereise. Mechitze Sliklait is only the Rabban. This din of Mechitzes, B'negei Achile, that you can't eat it if there's no Mechitzes, that's a Dereise the Gedin. It's Heisna Shlefnei Hashem. But this din that Mechitzes are koilet, and you can't be paided once it leaves, if it came in, that's only the Rabban the Gzeire. Mele, Zog the Gemara, V'chi Gozer Rabbanon, could be, when would the Rabbanon geyser that once mechitzes are koilet, you can't be poided? That's ki isnu le mechitzes. If mechitzes are still here, so then once it came into the mechitzes, you can't be poyder anymore. But kilas no mechitzas, if the mechitzas aren't here anymore, even though when it came in there was mechitzas, maybe in that case, lo gozer rabon. And in this case, you could be poyder. So ibazoi, it's vayter yeshli matir. Because if you're telling me the mechitzas fell down, now you could be poyder. So why do you have to come on to bittul? So I think, well, it's not true, even though the Indian of mechitzas cultus is the rabon of the gedin, but lepolig rabon. The Rabbanon don't make an afkamina, like Polig Rabbanon ben Isnul Mechitzis ben Lasnul Mechitzis. The Gzeir was that any time Kaltu Mechitzis, it loses its chance for pidyon. Mishkan afkamina if it goes out of Yerushalayim, Mishkan afkamina if the Mechitzis are Kayamis, or the Mechitzis fell down. Either way, you're stuck. Once it was Niklat the Mechitzis, there's no pidyon. So Mele, that's the Pshat over here in this Braisa. We're talking about the Meiser was taken into Yerushalayim and the mechitzas fell down. Once the mechitzas fell down, you can't eat. You also can't be poyde. So mele, there is no matir other than bittul b'roif. So therefore, you could be even bittul b'roif. What goes back now, the original kasha we had on Chizkiya. We had a kasha on Chizkiya. Why is the meiser bittul b'roif when it falls into teruvis, v'chayre, you have an eitzah, that you can be poyde, or you can bring it to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara said that it's Maisa Sheini She'im B'Shava Pruta, and therefore you can't be Poydit. Or it was Nichlis Yerushalayim V'Yotze. So we asked the Kasha, if it's Maisa Sheini She'im B'Shava Pruta, according to Chizkiya, that makes enough Kamina, because you still have an Eitzi, you can be Poydit on Moisir Yishonis. So to answer that Kasha, Kum to Rabbunah Barbihuda Omer B'Shem Reb Sheishis, that the Brice isn't saying two separate cases, Maisa She'im B'Shava Pruta and Nichlis Yerushalayim V'Yotze. It's one case. Chodek Tani. Ma'aser Sheni She'im B'Shav V'Pruta She'nichnas L'Shalayim V'Yotze. In that case, it's Batel B'Roiv, because Hayoyis, it was Nichnas L'Shalayim V'Yotze, so it's called Tu Mechitzes. And Mele, you can't be Poydit. But Enachanam, if it didn't come into your Shalayim, even though it doesn't have a Shav V'Pruta, you can be Poydit. How? Like Chizkiya. Because you can be Poydit on Mois V'Shoimus. So Mele, then it would be a Dover She'esh L'Matir, and it wouldn't be Batel. But the reason why it is bottle is because it came into Yerushalayim, and therefore there's no option anymore of Padiyah, because once it came in, Mechitzas Kultus. I still don't understand what's going on over here. Why are you coming on to Bittul? There's still Yeshlemat here. V'nehed, v'na'ayle, v'nechle. Sure, it came into Yerushalayim, so you can't be Poydit, beside it. But bring it back in and eat it. So the Gemara, the Nafal Mechitzas. It's talking about the mechitzas fell down, so eating it is not an option. In fact, the Gemara is oy bazoy v'nifrike. Why can't you be poided? Even though it's pachas m'shav v'pruta, but according to Chizkiya, it could be poided on moisir yishonis. I was called to mechitzas ha'omer rove, that the din of mechitza b'negei lechol, that you can't eat when there's no mechitzas, that's the raisa. But mechitza likle, that once it comes into the mechitza, you can't be poided, that's only a gzeir d'rabbanon. If it's a gzeir d'rabbanon, it's mistaber that when there's no mechitzas, there's no gzeir. So the Gemara, the same tayat as before, the polig rabbon, the chachamim were gezer once it was niklat mechitzas that there's no pidyon, it's kanaf kamin if the mechitzas are kayamis, or the mechitzas are not kayamis. Frag the Gemara ihachi, if you're telling me over here that the pshat and the raisa is that it came into Yerushalayim and the mechitzas fell down, so my ear, you ain't by Shav V'Pruta. Why did the Braisa have to say that we're talking about Maaser Sheni that has no Shav V'Pruta? Filiyesh by Nami, even if it's talking about that it has a Shav V'Pruta, it's still ain't by Matir. Because you can't eat it, because there's no Mechitzis anymore. The Mechitzis fell down, so it's not Lefnei Hashem, so you can't eat it. And you can't be paid because it's got two Mechitzis. So why is it Negeya, the first part of ain't by Shav V'Pruta? The Iker Teretz is that it came into the Mechitzis of Yerushalayim, and it was called two mechitzas. Now the mechitzas fell down. So side there's no pidyon, side there's no achila. So I think about enachanami. The reason why the Braisa says also it's Eimer Shav V'Pruta to tell you additional chiddush. Loimi boy ka'amar. Loimi boy that if it's yesh boy, if it has a Shav V'Pruta, in that case the kultun lay mechitzas, the mechitzas were koilit, and therefore now you can't make a pidyon. Aval Eim boy, if there's no Shav V'Pruta, so Eimer I would have a half a minute loy kultun mechitzas. Why? Because as we said, the whole din of Mechitzas Kultus is only a Gzeir D'Rabban. And we know that Milsa D'Shchich Gazer Rabban and Milsa D'Loy Shchich Loy Gazer Rabban. So if we're talking about a case where it has a Shav V'Pruta,
So it's a davar motzi to be paided. You can be paid the ma'aser shein that has a shavu pruta. So mele the chacham were geizer that once it was nikkut mechitzas you can't be paid. But if we're talking about ein bei shavu pruta, so ein bei shavu pruta you can't be paid. The only way to be paid is a ma'aser rishonis, which is not shchiach to have a case of pidyon a ma'aser rishonis. So ibazoi heyosis a milsa da shchiach legozer berabon. Ibazoi the oilam it should be shayach a pidyon. If it's shayach a pidyon, we shouldn't be soimach a bitl beroyv. It's a davar sheyesh lematir. Kamash malon, no. That even if it's ein b'shaver pruta, chazal were goyzi, that kaltu mechitzes doesn't have a pidyon. Now the Gemara goes in to bring the makor for this din, that pachas m'shaver pruta, you can't be paid. Tana Rabban, state by the parash of Maisa Shenim, gol yigal ish mi maisroi. So mi maisroi is a mit. That when are you paid? Mi maisroi. Not all maisroi. Mi maisroi v'loi kol maisroi. Some maestres on a smite, you can't be paid to them. Which ones? Prata maestres sheni shema shavu pruta. Maestres sheni that has no shavu pruta, even if you're mechalad on a pruta, it doesn't have, the kedusha is not neschal. So the Gemara, there's a machlaikus over here, how to touch up this braise. When the braise says, prata maestres shein boy shavu pruta, itmar. Rav Ami Omar, ein boy. That ein boy shavu pruta means that when can't you be mechal if the maaser itself doesn't have a value of a pruta. However, if it has a value of a pruta, then you could be mechal. Rav Asi Omer, he's touched pshat in the brayis, not ein boy, ein bechumshay. Even if the maaser sheni itself is valued as a pruta, still you can't be poided unless it has that much value that the chaimish of the maaser is also a shavu pruta. So, which would mean, Dr. Ashi, that you have to have ma'aser that's worth at least 4 zuz. If it's worth 4 zuz, then the chaimish is a zuz. We'll see later the case of chaimish lebar. So then, the chaimish is also a shavu pruta. In that case, you could be mechal. But if the chaimish, if it's not valuable enough that the chaimish is a shavu pruta, even though the ma'aser sheni itself is a shavu pruta, you wouldn't be able to be mechal. Same achleikus is a b'yoichan shtokush, a b'yoichan omar ein boy. That when can't you be mechal if there's no shavu pruta in the ma'aser? Once the shavu pruta in the ma'aser, that's enough to be mechal. Even if there is a shavu pruta in the ma'aser, but if it's not enough that the chaimish is a shavu pruta, you can't be mechal. Frek the Gemara Kasha, that how could you say that it's enough that the ma'aser itself is a shavu pruta, even though the chaimish is not a shavu pruta? Shait in the braise, ma'aser sheini she'im be shavu pruta. So in the chayyur you can't be mechal. So the only eitz you would have is either to schlep it up to your shalayim or wait till you get some more ma'aser sheni to mitzarev to this ma'aser sheni. You should have a shir pruta. Zok the brayse, you don't have to do that. But da'yoy sheyoymar hu v'chum shoy mechul al ma'aser shenis. You could be mechal the kedusha of the ma'aser with the chaimish on ma'aser shenis. This is the shita of Chizki that says that even though pachim shav pruta you can't be mechal, but on ma'aser shenis you could. But the Lashon is Dayan. If all the Mibrais is telling me is Chizki is Din, that Ma'aser Sheni Shavu Pruta, there's an Eitz of Ma'aser Yishoynis, it should have said, Ma'aser Sheni Shemesh Shavu Pruta, Hu V'chum Shoy Mechul Al Ma'aser Yishoynis. Dayan is Mashma, there's an additional Chiddush, that we even in this case, we could say Chizki is Din. So Bishloim, if you're going to go Laman the Omar, that holds Ein B'chum Shoy, that holds the... That it's not even in a case when the ma'aser itself has a shavu pruta, but if there's no shavu pruta in the chaimish, you can't be paid. So hainu d'ktani daya. So there's an additional chiddush that not only when the ma'aser itself has no shavu pruta could you be mechal on a ma'aser yishoynis, even if the ma'aser itself has a shavu pruta, but if it's ein b'chaimish a shavu pruta, also you can go with the din of ma'aser yishoynis. The afak of the bidei is bay, even though it itself has a shavu pruta. Even the bechum shulake, shaper. You still need a command to chizki is din of ma'aser yishoynis. You can't say that hayoyis the karen has a shavu pruta. There's no problem to be mechalit. El leman de omar that he learns ain boy that if there's no shavu pruta in the karen, that's when there's a problem. But if there's a shavu pruta in the karen, then even if there's no shavu pruta in the chaimish. That's fine, you could be mechal. So, ibazoi, my diet. What's the lashon diet? All the Brais is telling me is the etzem din of chizki. That if there's no shavu pruta, you can't be mechalit on kesef, but you can mechal on moyis rishonis. Masha'inkin, if you hold that even though there's a shavaprut in the camber, there's no shavaprut in the chaymish, you can't be mechalit unless you have moyis rishonis. So there's an additional chiddush over here. That not only did tell me chiski is chiddush, it also tells me I would think that in this case you don't need chiski is chiddush. Because in this case, yes, there's a shavaprut in the camber, you can be mechalit. Kamashma, know that even in this case, there's an issue and you have to come out. Chiski is chiddush. So, Baib the Gemara, Taka Kasha, it's Taka Shver, and the Manda Omer that says, Ein Boy, not Ein Bechumsha, is Taka Shver.